You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, friends, and we're continuing on with the study on the Sabbath day and how it was unlawfully and illegally changed from Saturday to Sunday by a bunch of pagans that became what's known as the Catholic Church today. So I'm going to finish up with one last quote from the Catholics. It says, "Reason and sense demanded the acceptance of one or the other of these alternatives, either Protestantism and the keeping holy of Saturday, or Catholicity and the keeping holy of Sunday. Compromise is impossible." And that's a quote from John Cardinal Gibbons. It was in the Catholic Mirror, December 23rd, 1893. So universally, the Catholics say that, and another one is, you can search the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, and you'll find no authorization of the change from Saturday to Sunday. And the fact that the Protestants keep it is proof that the Catholic Church had the authority to make this change. So if you go to church on Sunday and you're not a Catholic, why do you go to church on Sunday? Why is your church meeting on Sunday a pagan, evil sin? Ask that question. Repent. Repent and ask God to forgive you and start to keep Saturday as the Sabbath, not a pagan counterfeit sin, Sunday. Now let's look at some of the quotes from Protestants, because most Protestants think that, oh, Sunday is the day of the Protestants and I'm a Protestant. "There's no direct scriptural authority for designating the first day as the Lord's Day. That's in the Christian Oracle, January 23rd, 1890. Dr. D.H. Lucas." Here's another one from the Baptists. Well, that first one was from the Church of Christ. This is from the Baptists. "There was and is a commandment to keep holy the Sabbath day, but that Sabbath day was not Sunday. It will be said, however, that with some show of triumph that the Sabbath was transferred from the seventh to the first day of the week with all its duties, privileges, and sanctions. Earnestly desiring information on this subject, which I have studied for many years, I ask, where can the record of such a transaction be found? Not in the New Testament, absolutely not. There is no scriptural evidence of the change of the Sabbath institution from the seventh to the first day of the week. Of course, I quite well know that Sunday did come into use in early Christian history as a religious day, as we learn from the Christian fathers and other sources. But what a pity that it comes branded with the mark of paganism and christened with the name of the sun god, when adopted and sanctioned by the papal apostasy, as bequeathed as a sacred legacy to Protestantism." Now, who said that? It was Dr. Edward Hiscox, a doctor of divinity, an author of the Baptist Manual. This was November 13th, 1893, at the New York minister's during a heated debate on whether the Chicago World's Fair should remain open on Sunday or not. So, if you're a Baptist, you keep Sunday. Why? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.